Be glad. Be gentle. Don't be anxious. Pray for peace. Let's break it down in Philippians that be glad in the Lord. It's hard for us to be glad sometimes when we're sad. Don't we? Let's be glad anyway. Let your gentleness show in your treatment to other people. This is a hard one for me. Now, here's something. Don't be anxious about anything. How many of you are anxious about paying your bills? And how many are anxious about making the next month, maybe there's some surgery, upcoming surgery, or you're anxious about a loved one in the hospital, you're anxious and you're nervous, and you begin to worry. But then the scripture says, don't be anxious about anything. Rather, bring up all of your requests to God in your prayers and petitions, along with giving thanks. So you're anxious, set the anxiety aside in prayer. Then the peace of God will exceed all else. The peace of God, not the peace of this world. How many of y'all have seen, oh, I want world peace, world peace. Well, you know, how can you have world peace when they take God out of the schools? So how can we claim for world peace? How can we ask world peace when we take God out of the equation completely? We take the Prince of Peace out of the equation completely. How can we claim that we're a peaceful nation when we separate God from everything we do? And you know, that's the purest definition of sin, is separation of yourself from God. Look to Christ for your solutions. Look to Christ for your guidance. About a gift from God, the gift of eternal salvation. So take this time of season where sometimes you might feel anxious, sometimes you might feel sad, you might feel aggressive. Convert those into gladness, into gentleness, into peace. The Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Let us pray.